Good morning. Our guest for the Animal Health Update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Dr. Lisa is bringing us information about Seneca virus A.
Thanks. Yes, today we're going to cover Seneca virus A and why is this a concern? This virus is relatively new to swine. It is a viral disease of pigs and really first was identified internationally in the 2000s, but it wasn't until mid-2015 where we really saw an outbreak in the United States. So what is it? It is a virus. The clinical signs are very similar to foot and mouth disease virus, and so that's why it's of concern for swine production. So what do we see in pigs that are affected? You can see blisters on their feet and their nose, but you also see lameness, lethargy, and pigs that are off feed. Baby pigs can be even more severely affected and show severe diarrhea as well as death loss. To better understand how widespread this virus is, a group out of the University of Minnesota utilized information from the Schick-funded Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project to understand where and how widespread is this virus in our nation's breeding herd. The MCHIMP program covers about 60% of the U.S. sow herds and represents many, many animals across multiple states. The researchers wanted to assess over time what the incidence of this disease is through clinical samples submitted to veterinary diagnostic labs. And so the study ran between January of 2014 to December of 2024, and it roughly covered about 1,000 to 1,100 sow farms. And what they found was a relatively low incidence, about 2.5% over the 10 years under study. But what does this mean? This means that there is still endemic SVA in our sow herds, and it can cause clinical problems. The other component of the study was really understanding how does this affect by season? And so they did understand that the virus has increased caseload shown between July and December of each year. And they also noted across the time frame that this was more identified in the Midwest. However, these two things still need to have more investigation as well as investigation into growing pigs because this study really didn't look at growing pigs. So what does this mean? It really helps us understand how widespread the virus is, but it also gives us a little bit of a picture into the window of control measures. And so the virus can transmit through people movements and handling of pigs, through the animals themselves, even through deadhall, and possibly even vectors such as flies. And so studies like this do stress the importance of biosecurity. And it may also now look at biosecurity, especially during different seasons of concern, such as indicated by this study. But it really does help to give both producers, veterinarians, and even regulatory officials like USDA or state veterinarians an understanding of the virus and how this could play a role in trying to identify if there's other diseases present, such as foot and mouth disease virus. And that's a foreign animal disease that we really don't want to come into the United States. To get more information, you can access the Swine Health Information's August newsletter, and that can be found at swinehealth.org. Information on SVA, as well as other diseases of interest and the monitoring project report can also be found at the website. Again, Seneca virus A is a concern, and it's something that producers and veterinarians should be aware of as a differential if they see it, also to make sure they test against foot and mouth disease virus to make sure it's not present in their herd.